Irish women's basketball team refused to shake hands with Israeli team, then gets trounced. By Warner Todd Houston on February 9, 2024. The members of Ireland's women's basketball team refused to shake the hands of their Israeli opponents during Thursday's 2025 Eurobasket qualifier. The Irish team had informed FIBA Europe of their intentions to make their anti-Israel statement ahead of the game during the opening segment of the event, according to Fox News. The Irish women claimed that they were upset that a member of the Israeli team called them anti-Semitic. Basketball Ireland informed FIBA Europe yesterday that as a direct result of recent comments made by Israeli players and coaching staff, including inflammatory and wholly inaccurate accusations of anti-Semitism, published on official Israeli Federation channels, that our players will not be partaking in traditional pre-match arrangements with our upcoming opponents, the team statement read. This includes exchanging of gifts, formal handshakes before or after the game, while our players will line up for the Irish national anthem by our bench rather than center court. Basketball Ireland fully supports our players in their decision, the team added. The Irish team's actions came on the heels of an interview with Israeli team member Dor Sar, who said that the game against the Irish team might be a grudge match because members of the Irish team were anti-Semitic. It's known that they are quite anti-Semitic, and it's no secret, and maybe that's why a strong game is expected, Sar said in the interview. We have to show that we're better than them and win. We talk about it among ourselves. We know they don't love us, and we will leave everything on the field always and in this game especially, Sar added. Sar's comments did not come out of the blue. The Irish team was already debating boycotting the game. But they were warned against it by FIBA officials who said they would face massive fines if they didn't play the game. Basketball Ireland CEO John Feehan admitted that he asked FIBA if there was a way they could boycott the game to show their anti-Israel sentiments. The Irish losers, though, played anyway and lost big 87-57. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.